take five, side B. And we were talking about you, the Kiwanis raising the money and you spending it.
It was quite a joke, but anyhow, I had a lot of good friends in the Kiwanis Club, and the Kiwanis Club has done a terrific amount for scouting and other activities in Long Beach. They're really one of the outstanding clubs.
Well, you had mentioned to me about getting the building from the racetrack for the Boy Scouts.
Oh, after we got the land, we didn't have a building, and there was a building that was built for a clubhouse for a group who was trying to set up a private racetrack for themselves just to run their own horses on, out at the corner of Bixby and where Belfar Boulevard goes through now. And I called the Montana Land Company and asked them about that building, and they said that it didn't belong to them, and they'd ordered the people to take it off, and the people weren't paying rent, and if they didn't do it right away, that they was going to tear it down or do something. They didn't want us there. So I went and told Mr. Fennell of the Star Moving Company, House Moving Company, that what was said, and I says, well, you want to go out and take a look at it and see what's going to cost the Boy Scouts to move it down to where it is. Well, he says, why don't you take me over and show me where it's going to be? So I called Mr. Appling, and we got together and went over to Will Reed Park and showed him just where we'd like that house, and so he'd give us a price on moving it. And he said he would. A couple of days later, he called up Fred, and he called me up. He says, Fred, he says, we moved that house. I said, well, you didn't tell me how much it was going to cost. He said, it didn't cost you a nickel. He said, it's over there. You can get your foundation on it so we can get our jacks out. So we immediately got it, and we had that for a clubhouse until we got enough money and through scouting and through Will J. Reed to build a really a nice clubhouse. And we have a clubhouse that's become a training center for scoutmasters. And it's an overnight camp there at the Reed Camp. Is an overnight camp for boys, and once in a while they cut off an area of it and allow girls to camp there. And the Cub Scouts even go over there for afternoon deals. And some of the training programs for I can't think of the name of the scouting group. It's the Upper Explorer Scouts get their training program over there. And I had an Explorer Scout in horsemanship at my place for a long while.
Your stable there?
My stable's where I have at the present time. And the odd part about it was that we had 32 Explorer Scouts there. 30 of them was girls, 2 of them was boys, and the boys never showed up together. Once in a while, one was there, and then sometimes the other was there, but the girls practically always were there.
Isn't that interesting? The girls seemed to go for the horseback.
Yeah,
they made it.
Yeah.
How old was that building that you moved at? You mentioned
it was practically a new building.
What year was that they had the racetrack? I'm curious about that development of that area on Bellflower. That far up.
Shut up.
We're going.
The Boy Scouts acquired Will J. Reed Park in 1940, and they purchased it from Mr. Cotton, who was secretary, treasurer to the Jurgens Trust Company, which was one of the big oil companies in this area.
So they were not the Long Beach people, they just happened to have this property there?
They were all Long Beach property people at one time here. Cotton lived in Long Beach. But when he got a lot of money, he went to San Clemente. And he was retired then from the Jurgens Company. A.T. Jurgens lived at Long Ocean Boulevard here for a long while. I sold him radios and everything else before the days of television.
Well, then was the company based here?
Yeah, the main base is here, and their building is here. The Jurgens Trust building is right on the corner of the southeast corner of Pine and Ocean.
I see.
A big white building. It was for years one of the outstanding buildings, and I guess it's one building that they're going to leave, that the redevelopment isn't going to tear down.
Save some of those lovely old buildings.
Yeah, that's a beautiful building.
Was his oil business in Long Beach? Where did they, were they in
Signal Hill?
They were part of the Signal Hill,
Yeah, group. Mm-hmm.
And was that, was he, pretty much exclusively, a Signal Hill, oil company? Or
no, he had other oil interests. They had interests up in the, Bakersfield area, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how he did, but I knew him for his activity here in Long Beach.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was curious about this property where the racetrack is. Who were the people who were involved with this racetrack?
Because I never knew.
They never got it going, though.
Never got it going.
I thought as a horseman, you might know who some of those people were. It
was a group of people, and I don't know who they were, and they come down there, and I guess the law stepped in and caused some trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave it up, and the building that we got and moved to Boy Scouts was practically a new building.
Mm-hmm.
But Ann Fennell moved that over there and surprised us to death when it was there.
Well, that's really something.